Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Red Nichols. We have been discussing Red Nichols in the Bixography Forum, and it turns out that there are many Red Nichols fans out there, so I thought it would be a good idea to present a whole program devoted to Red Nichols. But first let me read a little bit about his biography from the Encyclopedia of Jazz. So Ernest Loring was born in Ogden, Utah, on May 8, 1905. He died in Las Vegas on June 28, 1965. Cornetist and band leader. He studied cornet with his father, a college music teacher, and acquired a sure technique. In 1923, he moved to New York, where he soon became a highly regarded sideman and the most prolifically recorded white jazz band leader of the late 1920s. For the Brunswick label, he recorded under the name Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, though for recordings with other companies, he used many different names for the group: the Arkansas Travelers, the Redheads, the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, and the Charleston Chasers. He toured the West Coast in 1928-29, and in the 30s led a big band as well as working for radio. In the late 30s, he returned to small group jazz. In 1959, he played for the soundtrack of The Five Pennies, a film based loosely on his life, as a result regaining much of his earlier popularity. He toured Europe in 1960 and in 1964. Nichols' playing has been often compared with that of Big Spiderbeck, with whom he shared a strong attack and clear tone, though his style was more rhythmically incisive, angular, and polished, and of a narrower emotional range. His many recordings of 1926-28 are the most progressive white jazz of the period in concept and execution, with wide-ranging harmonies and balanced ensemble. At this time, his groups included such important musicians as Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Vic Burton, Jimmy Dorsey, Adrian Rollini, Fud Livingston, Pee Wee Russell, and Miff Maul. Later bands featured Benny Goodman, Jack T. Garden, Glenn Miller, and Artie Shaw at formative stages of their careers. The innovative style of these groups was almost entirely superseded by the swing style of the 1930s, in which Nichols turned as a band leader and occasionally as a performer. Well, that's a pretty good description of Red Nichols' achievements as a jazz musician in the 1920s. I emphasize the sentence here: his many recordings of 26-28 are the most progressive white jazz of the period in concept and execution. Indeed, those are marvelous recordings. Some people refer to them as chamber music as applied to jazz. All right, let's get started with the music. I have so many Red Nichols recordings in various forms, LPs, CDs, 78s, that I will barely scratch the surface of what I have, but I'll try to present a fairly wide and balanced set of recordings. The first selection is by Frank Signorelli and his orchestra. Frank Signorelli was the pianist that was included in the first recording session of Dick Spiderbeck and his gang. Now, this is a recording from August 27, 1926. It's entitled She's Still My Baby, and the composition of the band is Red Nichols on cornet, although Brian Rust puts a question mark, I think it's Red Nichols. Then it's either Miff Maul or Vincent Grant on trombone. I don't think it's Miff Maul. Dick Johnson and Alfie Evans on clarinet and alto sax, Fred Morrow on clarinet tenor sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, he's the leader, Dick McDonough on banjo, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Ray Bodook on drums. I will follow that with a recording by the Arkansas Travelers. This is a Red Nichols group with Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Maul on trombone, Fred Livingston on clarinet, Fred Morrow on alto sax, Rube Bloom on piano, and Vic Burton on drums. This is I Ain't Got Nobody from September 14, 1927. So let's listen to the Red Nichols, first in 1926, then in 1927. Thank you. One of the postings, I mentioned how generous was Red Nichols with the musicians in his band as far as giving them a lot of room for their solos, and the Less Recordings is a very good example of that. Okay. The next number I want to play is by Brillhart's Orchestra. Arnold Brillhart was a reed player, mostly a sideman, but he had a band of his own and made a few recordings in 1926. And one of them is Hello, Aloha, How Are You? This is from April 1926. Now, the reason I'm playing this is not so much because of Red Nichols, but because there is a duet between Nick Lucas on banjo and probably Arthur Hand on violin, that is very reminiscent of the duets that Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang recorded. Now, the interesting point is that this is from April, and the first recording of April 1926, and the first recording that Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang made was in September of 1926. Anyway, so this is Brillhart's Orchestra with Red Nichols on cornet, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax is the leader, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, probably Arthur Hand on violin, Nick Lucas on banjo, Joe Dowdle on brass bass, and Sam Tudor on drums. There is a vocal by a fellow named Lester O'Keefe. And the tune is Hello, Aloha, How Are You? The next number is by Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra with Red Nichols on cornet, Leo McConville on trumpet, Niff Ball on trombone, Bill Trone on mellophone, Phil Gleason and Fred Morrow on clarinet, alto, soprano sax, alto sax, Paul Cartwright on clarinet, soprano sax, tenor sax. There's an unknown piano, Dick McDonough on banjo guitar, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. This is from February 21st, 1927, and it's Pardon the Glove. So, let's listen then to a couple of recordings, Red Nichols, 1926 and 1927. Thank you.
Aloha, aloha, how are you? I'm happy to find you still waiting for me. Now I can ukulele too. And I can wick, and you can whack, and we can wicky wicky wacky woo. Hello, aloha, how are you? I'm glad to be back to Hawaii and you.
I'm interrupting here because there was something very interesting in following the duet by banjo and violin. There is a cornet solo and it's muted. And I mentioned in one of the postings in the Bixography forum that I couldn't remember any recording in which Red Nichols plays muted cornet, but here it is. Okay, let's continue with the music.
Thank you.
next two numbers are going to feature a lot of Red Nichols. These are two recordings from March 1926 by We Three. And the three are Red Nichols on trumpet, Arthur Schott on piano, Vic Burton on drums. And the number is a composition by Red Nichols entitled Plenty of Center. And the next one is also We Three, except that there are four. Eddie Lang is added on guitar, and it's another composition by Red Nichols entitled Trumpet Subs. So let's listen to Red Nichols, his own compositions, 1926.
Thank you.
Well, another bit of muted trumpet in there. So I guess my statement that Red Nichols doesn't play muted cornet is inaccurate. Okay, let's continue with the music. The next selection is by Billy Wynn and his Greenwich Village in Orchestra. This is Say Arabella from July 20, 1925. The orchestra consists of Billy Wynn, drums and directing, Red Nichols, and Jaime Faberman on trumpet. Let's see, it's Mike D'Urso on trombone, Bill Richards and Joe Nesberg on alto sax, Jules Nesberg on tenor sax, Irving Leonard on violin, Frank Farrell on piano. There is an unknown banjo and an unknown brass bass. Okay, I will follow that with a recording by the Broadway Bellhops. This is a Sam Lennon group. It has Red Nichols and Jaime Faberman on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Dick Johnson, Lucien Smith on clarinet, soprano sax, alto sax, Chuck Muller on clarinet or tenor sax, an unknown piano, either John Kelly or Tony Colucci on banjo, perhaps George Tardo on brass bass. There's an unknown drum, and the vocal is by Irving Kaufman, using perhaps in here the pseudonym of Jack Wilson. And the number is from September 17, 1926. Don't be angry with me. So let's listen then to a couple of sides with the Red Nichols, 1925 and 1926.
Thank you. didn't mean to make you feel so blue. I didn't mean to be so mean to you. Come on and let's be happy, just like we used to be. You know I love you, that's why you shouldn't be angry with me.
Now I would like to play a couple of sides in which Red Nichols acts as an accompanist of a well-known vocalist. First, I'm going to play After You've Gone from April 11, 1927. This is Sophie Tucker accompanied by Miff Maul's Maulers with Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Ted Shapiro on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. And I will follow that with I Know That You Know from December of 1926. Cliff Edwards, Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards, accompanied by his Hot Combination, which consists of Red Nichols on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Bill Haight on piano, possibly John Kelly on banjo or guitar. In fact, here it is, he's playing banjo. Possibly Joe Tardo on brass bass, and either Vic Burton or Ray Bodouk on drums. Now, this comes from this triple CD that I mentioned in the forum. It's a Jazz Oracle. The Red Heads, it's a triple CD, the complete recordings of the Red Heads, directed by Red Nichols, including sides accompanying Cliff Edwards and J.C. Flippin. And I'd like to read from the liners by Riley Kaiser what he says about this particular recording here. And see, first let me find it. Okay, here it is. The standout of this and possibly all of the Nichols-led Hot Combination side is the Vincent Newman's standard I Know That You Know. Edwards sings both the verse and chorus, and we are then treated to a classic Dorsey alto solo with a break reminiscent of his performance on the Charleston Chasers recording of After You've Gone. The band then abruptly changes the key, and Edwards skillfully comes in without a pickup note to assist him with the pitch. This is a most impressive moment. You try doing it, and it makes for a satisfying farewell to Ukulele Ike in this reissue package. So let's then listen to Red Nichols as an accompanist, first with Sophie Tucker in 27 and then with Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards in 1926.
Won't you listen, honey, while I say, how could you tell me that you're going away? don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I loved you truly for many years. I loved you night and day. How can you leave me? Can't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. There's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Oh babe, think what you're doing, you know my love for you will drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Little
I'm going to try to squeeze in another couple of recordings by the Six Hottentots, which in fact are seven. The six musicians are Red Nichols on trumpet, Biff Moll on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. And the seventh is the vocalist. It's Irving Kaufman, occasionally in one of these recordings as George Crane. First number, both from March 23rd, 1927, I'm in Love Again. It's a beautiful song. I like it very much. And I like very much the way Irving Kaufman says blue there. Listen for that. And I'll follow that with Sometimes I'm Happy. It's a great song, of course. And there is a really lovely, very big synth solo by Red Nichols in this one. So here is Red Nichols with the Six Hottentots in 1927.
Is a huddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news. Is the heart of cuddle of blue. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of the good news.
Sometimes I love
It's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
This brings to a close the program about Red Nichols, one of the giants from the jazz scene in the 1920s. Since I've barely scratched the surface of what Red Nichols has done, I may get another program in May. May 8th will be Red Nichols' birthday, so maybe I'll have another program there. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.